bowel perforation,
hypertension, you know, some of the normal things that you see with bevacizumab. There were no GI perforations. There was then a subsequent series by Dr. Garcia that looked at combining it with cyclophosphamide at metronomic doses. And then there was a third series with Steve Canistra, who treated heavily pretreated patients. And in that particular series, they had an 11% incidence of GI perforation. There since have been several other institutions that have reported their experience, including Washington University in St. Louis. And what we found overall is that you're looking at probably somewhere between a 7-8% incidence of GI perforations, which is very interesting because it's still considerably higher than what you see even in the colorectal literature, which is about 3%.
I guess the issue is this related to the extent of disease in the belly?
Well, it's unclear because obviously they've gone back and tried to profile these patients, and some of these patients had very little disease and they still perforated. It does seem to be related to several things. One is bowel distension. So if these patients had some underlying bowel distension, which could be from disease, as you bring up, or it could be due just from adhesions from all the prior surgeries that they've had, or the other prognostic factor that seems to be operative is how many prior cycles have they had? How heavily pretreated are these patients? So in the adjuvant setting up front, it's probably not a problem.